It was a big day for AFL footy yesterday. New frontiers, China, the destination for Port Adelaide to play a game next year. And David Koch, no doubt part of a team that has been working really hard to make this happen and still got some work to do. But gee, what a vision for the game it is. And the Port Adelaide chairman joins us now. He is in China, Shanghai, I think. Morning, David. How are you going?
Morning, guys. Very well, thank you.
You got there eventually.
You weren't there at the announcement, David.
I know, I missed it by an hour because I was sitting on the tarmac in Hong Kong for 8 hours.
Oh, no.
On the plane, locked in the plane, going nowhere because the fog in Shanghai had closed the airport.
So they don't disembark you?
They
don't disembark you. You sit there for 8 hours.
Exactly right, yes. No, I don't want to go back and think about it. It was one of the most frustrating periods of my life because I just finished my paying job during sunrise and got the first plane up to Hong Kong and plenty of time, sort of 13 hours, 12 hours to get from Hong Kong to Shanghai for the signing. And it was ridiculous. But that didn't matter because it was just such a huge day for the club and we'd been working on it for a couple of years, and it was terrific that the Prime Minister was involved in it, and it just really signified how significant it was, and also the Prime Minister saying that AFL football is the most exciting football game played in Australia.
Well, I was going to say, Koshy, it's good of him to sacrifice his own seat and all the Liberal Party seats in New South Wales by making that claim, because everyone that heard that would have been like, right. He can't be serious.
Very funny.
Hey, David, what's the end game in all of this for Port Adelaide? Is it?
Oh, look. The end game is exactly the same as when we started this process. It was a crazy idea about 3 years ago. And remember, we were really in the doldrums as a club. And I was thinking, look, we've just got to do things that breaks new ground and really separates us from the other 17 teams in terms of some commercial potential. And, you know, China is our biggest trading partner. A third of our exports go to China. China accounts for the biggest number of overseas tourists. 1.5 million mainland Chinese visited Australia last year. And I thought, look, if we can be a club that if there are Chinese business people who have interests in Australia, who want to connect with the Australian community through footy, we want to be China's club, and they think of us. And the last 2 years, we sponsor the China AFL team that plays in the International Cup. We've had annual business lunches in Hong Kong where we get 400 to 500 people to. We sponsor OzKick in southern China. So, you know, we've got involved. We've had two full-time development staff based in Hong Kong in the OzKick and the footy areas, who two of the guys who play for the China team. So we've really committed, and we've been having a program of bringing Chinese business people to games at Adelaide Oval, and this particular business person, Mr. Gui, came to the Fremantle game last year, fell in love with it, and said, hey, I'll fund you bringing the AFL to Shanghai. I love this game. And so it's a three-year deal, multi-million-dollar deal, and it's not a, hey, we'll just have a game, we'll come on, sort of wave the flag. This is a three-year commitment with our intention to play a game in Shanghai for points.
What's it worth, Koshy? Is it more about the growth of the game, or is it financial dollars to the Port Adelaide Footy Club, or is it a combination?
It's a combination of both. To be really selfish, it's a commercial deal for Port Adelaide. But no, since the start of this season, one of our games, the Essendon game, first time ever has an AFL game been played on CCTV here in China, which is like the ABC of China. They're also going to do our Anzac Day round game, the Saturday night game against the Cats next weekend after next. And we've also started a 25-part weekly documentary series on the game through the eyes of a Chinese player, and that started 2 weeks ago. So we're trying to, particularly in Shanghai, which has got 23 million people in the same size as Australia, so it's a good place to start, just trying to introduce Chinese views to our indigenous game. And, you know, it's something unique to Australia. It's like when we go and visit the US, we always want to go to an NBA game because that's America's game. Imagine if we could tap in to a tiny percentage of the Chinese travelling to Australia on holidays when they say, I see this game on TV. It's just amazing. It is so unique. I'm going to make it as part of a holiday to go and see a game, whether it be at the G or Adelaide Oval or the SCG or whatever. So that's sort of the big picture game.
David Koch is with us, the chairman of the Port Adelaide Football Club, after the announcement of Port wanting to play a game in China and Shanghai next year. It's your initiative, David, there's no doubt about it, but the club, it's, you know, some people feel wants its cake and wants to eat it too, because you're asking another club to give up its home game. You're not prepared to do that, to take the game to China. How are you going to convince somebody to do that?
Okay. Contractually, we have to play all our home games at Adelaide Oval. That's our stadium deal, and you'll remember how fierce those negotiations were a couple of years ago. But we're not expecting people to do it for free, clubs to do it for free. And clubs sell off home games all the time. You've got North Melbourne go to Tasmania and Hawthorn as well. You've got Melbourne that goes to Alice Springs, which we play them in Alice Springs for Indigenous Round each year. They're going to be compensated. And
how much, Koshy?
We've got to negotiate that with the individual clubs. But a number of clubs have already showed an interest. And there are lots of natural fits at the Queensland clubs, obviously with tourism and Chinese tourists that go there. The WA clubs with their connection to the resources industry, Sydney clubs because of big Chinese communities. And they're going to leverage off the back of 3 years of work that we put into this. And so I think there's a pretty attractive proposition to clubs that want to partner with us.
Is it Shanghai or Beijing, or have you picked a city yet?
Yeah, it'd be Shanghai.
Okay, what about if you got over there and the game was booked in, say, for round 7, it's the 6th of June, and we have massive smog problems in Shanghai, which is renowned?
You get there early.
What do we do?
My experience yesterday with the fog.
What do we do, Koshy?
Well, you get people there early, and our idea is to do it the first week of a split round or something. So teams can get back easily and get back in the swing of it, and it doesn't affect them. Look, you could come up with everything, all scenarios. What if there's a flood here? What if there's a typhoon? What if there's an earthquake? It's the same thing that happens to us week in, week out in Australia at games. Things happen, and you've just got to weigh up the risk for it. But we think it's, you've got to innovate. You've got to think outside the square. AFL has talked about international expansion for years and years and years. This isn't so much international expansion. This is sort of more a cultural and commercial play. You know, this is Port Adelaide becoming to AFL in Australia what the Harlem Globetrotters are to America, or the Bolshoi is to Russia. It is building cultural links with your biggest trading partner and the most powerful economic force in the world through our indigenous game. And it is
exciting times. Good to talk to you, David. Good to
all
talk
right.
to you.
Thank you, David.
Enjoy your time there in Shanghai, and let's hope the flight home's a little more well organised.